This is an iHeart podcast.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm sorry I had to cut off great music here, but Joe Biden just got up. He cleared his throat 85 times. He mentioned that we have grave threats to our democracy, and now he's still speaking live. So here he is, Papa Joe, to insult you and call you a terrorist.
It lit our way through abolition, the Civil War, suffrage, the Great Depression, world wars, civil rights. That sacred flame still burns. Now in our time, as we build an America that is more prosperous, free, and just, that is the work of my presidency, a mission I believe in with my whole soul. But first, we must be honest with each other and with ourselves. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
You know, freedom is not free.
These are hard things. But I'm an American president, not a president of red America, blue America, but of all America. And I believe it's my duty to level with you, to tell the truth, no matter how difficult, no matter how painful.
Buenas tardes.
And here, in my view, is what is true. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards.
Just a quick reminder here. Oh, yeah, don't worry. It's Jesse. I'm still here. Yes, that is me playing the immature sound effects. And just another reminder for you, you have every right as a free American to deny an election. You can say whatever you want, whatever this old jerk says.
They fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country. They look at the mob that stormed the United States Capitol on January 6th, brutally attacking law enforcement, not as insurrectionists who placed a dagger at the throat of our democracy, but they look at them as patriots, and they see their MAGA failure to stop a peaceful transfer of power after the 2020 election as preparation for the 2022 and 2024 elections. They tried everything last time to nullify the votes of 81 million people. This time, they're determined to succeed in thwarting the will of the people. That's why respected conservatives like Federal Circuit Court Judge Michael Ludwig has called Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy. But while the threat to American democracy is real, I want to say as clearly as we can, we are not powerless.
We're not a democracy. Again, that's he said democracy about 25 times. We're not a democracy. We were never meant to be a democracy. Go ahead, Chris.
There are far more Americans, from every background and belief who reject the extreme MAGA ideology than those that accept it. And folks, it's within our power, it's in our hands, yours and mine, to stop the assault on American democracy. I believe America is at an inflection point, one of those moments that determine the shape of everything that's to come after. And now, America must choose to move forward or to move backwards, to build a future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of hope and unity and optimism, or a nation of fear, division, and of darkness.
I'm so bored.
MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies. But together we can choose a different path. We can choose a better path forward to the future, a future of possibility, a future to build and dream and hope. And we're on that path moving ahead. I know this nation. I know you, the American people. I know your courage. I know your hearts. And I know our history. This is a nation that honors our Constitution. We do not reject it. This is a nation that believes in the rule of law. We do not repudiate it. This is a nation that respects free and fair elections. We honor the will of the people. We do not deny it. And this is a nation that rejects violence as a political tool.
You know, freedom is not free.
Violence. We are still an America that believes in honesty and decency, respect for others, patriotism, liberty, justice for all, hope, possibilities. We are still, at our core, a democracy. And yet...
not a democracy. Never were.
History tells us the blind loyalty to a single leader and a willingness to engage in political violence is fatal to democracy. For a long time, we've told ourselves that American democracy is guaranteed, but it's not. We have to defend it, protect it, stand up for it, each and every one of us. That's why tonight I'm asking our nation to come together, unite behind the single purpose of defending our democracy regardless of your ideology.
That's the bat signal I was telling you about, the signal to his feral, violent base right there that they can attack. That's what it is.
The power above all else. Democrats, independents, mainstream Republicans. We must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving American democracy.
We're changing
the
people's lives.
Republicans are to destroying American democracy. We, the people, will not let anyone or anything tear us apart. Today, there are dangers around us we cannot allow to prevail. We hear, you've heard it, more and more talk about violence as an acceptable political tool in this country. It's not. It can never be an acceptable tool. So I want to say this plain and simple. There is no place for political violence in America, period. None, ever. We saw law enforcement brutally attacked on January 6th. We've seen election officials, poll workers, many of them volunteers of both parties, subject to intimidation.
I want to be clear in how I characterize it. This is mostly a protest. It is not, generally speaking, unruly.
That ain't a riot, what we're seeing right now in Minneapolis.
They are strictly principled anti-fascists, and they've taken a principled stand to stand against white supremacists and white nationalists.
Yesterday and the day before, predicting and all but calling for mass violence and rioting in the streets. This is inflammatory. It's dangerous. It's against the rule of law.
No organization is perfect. There was some violence.
Any reasonable person would say we shouldn't be destroying other people's property, but these are not reasonable times.
But thank goodness for the looters, man.
And please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
I don't care.
Pro-insurrectionist and pro-American, they're incompatible. We can't allow violence to be normalized in this country. It's wrong. We each have to reject political violence with all the moral clarity.
I'm going to come back and I'm going to bring you more of Joe Biden speaking live. Are you, look, I my phone is obviously ringing off the hook, text messages off the hook, and it's pretty surreal. Virtually all of them are, is this real? This is scary. Hey man, have you ever seen anything this scary? Get yourself some emergency food, Jack. I don't know where this is going. I mean, look at the background. If you can't see it, if you're driving right now, they have this ominous, like, red-purple background. This is verbatim what every communist dictator in history sounds like. You're an enemy of the state. This is exactly what I told you it was going to be. Get a three-month food supply for everyone in your house. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. That's preparewithjessekelly.com. Might want to do that, like, now. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Go ahead and get some ammunition, too, while you're at it. Preparewithjessekelly.com. That gets you $250 off each one.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and yes, it's a terrible speech, and yes, he's still going. I'm going right back to it, but I want you to know, rest assured, one, I'm still here to hold you and comfort you. What, Chris? And two, I'm still going to stay on the soundboard. Anyway, go back to this tired old fool.
We can see the light. Light is now visible. Light that will guide us forward, not only in words, but in actions. Actions for you, for your children, for your grandchildren, for America. Even in this moment, with all the challenges we face, I give you my word as a Biden, I've never been more optimistic about America's future. Not because of me, but because of who you are. We're going to end cancer as we know it. Mark my words. We're going to create millions of new jobs.
Okay, Chris, I've got to say something here. That I give you my word as a Biden line might be the funniest line ever from a guy who's lied for 40 years. It's been well documented. Give me my word as a Biden, as if he's in small town jail. You lying, useless idiot.
Not in the past. Not on divisive culture wars, not on the politics of grievance, but on a future we can build together. The MAGA Republicans believe that for them to succeed, everyone else has to fail. They believe America, not like I believe about America. I believe America is big enough for all of us to succeed. And that is the nation we're building, the nation where no one is left behind. I ran for president because I believe we're in a battle for the soul of this nation. I still believe that to be true. I believe the soul is the breath, the life, and the essence of who we are. The soul is what makes us us. The soul of America is defined by the sacred proposition that all are created equal in the image of God. That all are entitled to be treated with decency, dignity, and respect. That all deserve justice and a shot at lives of prosperity and consequence.
Ask the right questions.
What a stupid son of a...
Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say?
Go back and read what I said.
A damn liar, man.
Why, you're getting nervous, man. And we, the people's habits of the heart, in our character, optimism that is tested yet endures, courage that digs deep on their when we need it.
Among the unvaccinated over the past few weeks, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Look, our democracy isn't perfect. It always has been. Notwithstanding those folks you hear on the other side there, They're entitled to be outrageous. This is a democracy. But history and common sense. Good manners is nothing they've ever suffered from. But history and common sense tell us that opportunity, liberty, and justice for all are most likely to come to pass in a democracy. We have never fully realized the aspirations of our founding, but every generation has opened those doors a little bit wider to include more people who have been excluded before. My fellow Americans, America is an idea, the most powerful idea in the history of the world, and it beats in the hearts of the people of this country. It beats in all our hearts. It unites America. It is the American creed, the idea that America guarantees that everyone be treated with dignity. It gives hate no safe harbor. It installs in everyone the belief that no matter where you start in life, there's nothing you can't achieve. That's who we are. That's what we stand for. That's what we believe. And that's precisely what we're doing. Opening doors, creating possibilities, focusing on the future. And we're only just beginning.
You know, freedom is not free.
What, Chris? It's not.
Our task is to make our nation free and fair, just and strong, noble and whole. And this work is the work of democracy, the work of this generation. It is the work of our time, for all time. We can't afford to leave anyone on the sidelines. We need everyone to do their part. So speak up, speak out, get engaged, vote, vote, vote. And if we do our duty, if we do our duty,
and that's just one person,
2022 and beyond, then ages still to come will say, we, all of us here, we kept the faith. We preserved democracy. We heeded our worst. We heeded not our worst instincts, but our better angels. We proved that for all its imperfections, America is still the beacon to the world, an ideal to be realized, a promise to be kept. There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred, nothing more American. That's our soul. That's who we truly are. And that's who we must always be. I have no doubt, none, that this is who we will be, and that we'll come together as a nation that will secure our democracy, that for the next 200 years, we'll have what we had the past 200 years, the greatest nation on the face of the earth. We just need to remember who we are. We are the United States of America, the United States of America. And may God protect our nation, and may God protect all those who stand watch over our democracy. God bless you all. Democracy. Thank you.
Yeah, we're not a democracy at all. We are not a democracy at all. And yes, it's every bit as horrible as we thought it was going to be. The visuals of it, I know a lot of you are out driving, maybe at work, working out, maybe you didn't see it. The visuals of it were actually worse than the sound. All this stuff, remember, all this stuff is very carefully orchestrated. He had two Marines flanking him, which always looks bad when you're giving a speech like that. Have a couple Marines flanking you while you discuss half the country being the enemy of the people. The red they used to shine up the lights behind him was this dark red, like he's some sort of Star Wars movie villain. It was dark. And it was everything we told you it was going to be. It was all three things. It was a bat signal to the feral animals. It was trying to poke people on the right in the ribs and make them do something stupid. Don't do anything stupid. And most of all, it was an effort to turn you into an enemy of the state in the eyes of everybody, in the eyes of the system. A MAGA Republican. He keeps talking about MAGA Republicans. Like 70 million people voted for Donald Trump. That's a big part of the population. All right, 877-377-4373. I'll get to some more calls in a second, but I have a lot more to say. Hang on.
what I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday night, and oh boy, that was dark, baby. Remember, though, that doesn't change. No matter what Joe Biden says tonight, nothing changes the fact that tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, whatever. We're mad. Forget about it. Let's focus then. What should we be doing? That's dark. It's ominous. It's you're an enemy of the state. What should we be doing? Because we need to have a plan, right? Can't just sit around sucking our thumb. We got to have a plan. We need to be running for local office. Just stay with me. Hold on. You need to be running for local office. That includes state rep, state senate. Republican states, red states right now, should already be working together to outright ban these communist corporations who are working with the federal government. They should be working together to ban these horrible financial institutions, gigantic monoliths who will work hand in hand with the federal government to crush your rights. The GOP states should be joining together to crush these social media companies. I haven't even had a chance to get into this today. Crush these social media companies who are working hand in hand with the CDC and the White House to lie to you about various things. It is time to be proactive. And last, and certainly not least, and maybe you need to talk to your GOP rep, your local GOP rep about this. Most states, I believe there are 49, maybe 48, but I believe there are 49 states that have a state police agency. You know, you have various law enforcement. You have local police in your city. You have sheriffs in your county. Well, did you know you have a state police? You have a state police. Your state police should be being reordered right now to make their number one mission priority protecting you, not attacking you, not investigating you, protecting you from any unlawful action from the federal government. Your state police agency, if they're doing their job, they will butt heads with the FBI. They will butt heads with the IRS. They will stand in between you and an out-of-control federal government. Either we start taking these proactive steps or we're going to be caught flat-footed. And frankly, we're already behind the eight ball. But these are practical steps we can take. We can get out ahead of this. Let's have some action. John, Massachusetts. Go, boss.
Yeah, Jesse. Well, that was a little better than the last segment when you were bashing the Republicans. You know, I spent all day listening to Howie Codd bashing this guy Deal because he wouldn't come on and debate. Trump is backing Deal. We want to back Trump's policies. We don't need to explain what our policies.
Why do we need to back Trump's policies? Do you love Trump more than you love America? I continue to hear this man worship, and I'm sorry, it doesn't cut it here. I like Trump too. I thought he was a good president. If he's president again, that's fine. I hear this way too often on the right. We need to back Trump. That's not what Trump said. Trump's just a dude like you, John, in Massachusetts. He's just a dude. He ain't some man king, God king. He's not better than you. He makes mistakes the same way you do. Politicians should be used by you and discarded like those crappy paper straws they put in your drinks. A Trump backed him. We need to back that guy. Trump backs all kinds of people who suck. Trump backs some great people. You shouldn't just automatically see Donald Trump backing a policy or a person and say, yeah, that's awesome. Trump backed 15 days to slow the spread. Trump's been outstanding at things. Trump's been bad at things. Don't be a never Trumper. Remember, there are two kinds of never Trumpers. People think there's only one. There are two. The first kind of never Trumper, he's actually doesn't really have much power. He's the Washington, D.C. writer, and he goes on Fox News or CNN, and he claims to be a Republican, but he hates everything Trump does and just bashes Trump for everything he does. That's one kind of never Trumper. He doesn't do that much damage. You know who the most damaging never Trumper is in the United States of America? The person waving the MAGA pom-poms every time Donald Trump speaks, who never offers a word of criticism for him. Because Donald Trump, to his credit, listens. He listens to his base. That's why he does those big rallies all the time, and he does so well. He listens to what plays well, what doesn't play well. How many times did you hear Donald Trump go up and be a vaccine salesman at those rallies? Once. The crowd went dead silent. There were even boos. He didn't bring it up again. Trump, to his credit, listens. If you're one of these, oh, I love Trump, Trump's the best, you're the worst never-Trumper in the country. You have chosen to love a man more than you love the country, and you're not helping him improve. Oh, Trump backed him. We need to back him. No? Why? What if he sucks? I'll go make my own decisions. I screwed up. Judy, go ahead.
Well, I'm a MAGA girl. I'm sorry, but I'm a MAGA girl, and I am just like George Washington and all the other ones, presidents that... you know, that Biden called.
Don in Alabama, go.
Semper Fi, Jesse, thank you for your service to our country. Deep state starts with your conscience. Deep state is a place in your heart and mind. You're either good or evil. The way is all the way down to your soul.
We are dealing with evil here. I think we're hesitant sometimes to describe it in that way. I do. I think we're hesitant to describe it. But have you seen what they're doing to kids? I mean, we made tonight, a lot of it was about Joe Biden. It was a big political speech, and it was bashing people, and it was horrible. But let me ask you something. Here in the United States of America, we have taken 2 years, and we have destroyed children and their ability to learn. We've caused many of them to commit suicide. We have murdered over 60 million of them, and I'm glad Roe versus Wade got overturned. In the blue states, as we speak now, they are moving to complete abortion on demand, up to 9 months. You're killing a baby. And Chris just pointed out, he's right, they're trafficking people in from red states so they can murder babies. And here in the United States of America, some of our biggest, most prestigious universities and children's hospitals are cutting off the breasts of little girls and penises of little boys. So don't ever tell me it's left versus right. Don't tell me it's just Democrats versus Republicans. Don't tell me it's Trump versus the left. We are, and I don't give a crap if you're offended by this at all, we are in a battle of good versus evil. And maybe 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you could make an excuse for somebody if they didn't see it that way. But if you don't see it that way now, you are quite frankly painfully naive. That's just a fact. Dear Jesse, I never catch your shows live, but I haven't missed a podcast in months. When I picked up my kids from the bus yesterday and had your show from the day before playing, my 8-year-old tells me, hey, I just listened to... I don't know if she wants me to say his name, by the way. Hey, I just listened to this today at free time. Apparently, you aren't blocked on the school computers because he's been listening to your podcast on his free time since last year. He has a liberal teacher, she goes on to say. Anyway, she says, if you read this on the air, will you play the fart sound for him? It's probably not the only reason he listens, but I bet it's a big reason he does. Thanks for all you do, says I can say her name. Her name's Kristen Art. Well, his name's Jackson. Jackson, this is for you, buddy. All right, we're going to get to an email or two, and then headlines I didn't get to, and then tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Before we get to any of that, back to what I was talking about the GOP states joining together to ban ban these communist corporations. It is on you and it is on me to be better with where we spend and don't spend our money. And you know I'm a failure. I'm not lecturing you. I'm a failure. I try to get better every day. I feel like I am getting better every day. I find out more. I'm changing where I do this, changing where I do that. The cell phone, I tell you this all the time, it's the easiest one to switch because you don't have to change anything. You save a fortune, a fortune. Our bill got cut in half. Average family saves $900 a year. You're switching to a patriotic company, Pure Talk, American customer service. You can keep your phone and number. You can get a new phone and number if you want, but it takes less than 10 minutes on the phone. It's nothing to switch. Save money. Right now, you get an extra month free from your cell phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. And don't worry, you'll be speaking to an American who speaks English. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't you feel unified? I've never felt so much unity in my life, Chris. I just want to run up to old Papa Joe and give him a big old fat hug, man. Although I'm sure they're trying to get him to calm down off all the amphetamines they had him on tonight. He was fired up something fierce. Joe, you watch. Joe won't have another public event for about 3 or 4 days. He's going to go nap for 18 hours. All right. Don't forget, tomorrow. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Just shrug that speech off. Let it go right like water off a duck's back. Email me your questions. We're going to take 3 hours tomorrow, and we're going to use your questions and just answer them all. And will I be witty? Obviously, yes. Will I be wise? Of course, that's who I am. Chris, don't shake your head. When you're the Shogun, it just comes naturally, right? When I, so me... By the way, we never did get to this earlier in the show because that tired old dictator got up to speak. So I've always believed you rent your fun, right? You rent your fun. You want a jet ski? Fine. Go down and rent the jet ski. Go out on the jet ski. I have this problem. It's a problem. You know I love the water. Everyone knows I love the water. I grew up, our neighbors had a pool, so I was always over there mooching off their pool. And I told you, I learned to swim. My dad threw me off a houseboat. We were always fishing or down on the lakes or messing around with the cousins. Or we're always in the water. We'd go down to Myrtle Beach and Virginia Beach because you could drive there from Ohio when I was a kid. I was always in the ocean. I was always in the water. I love boats. I love them. When I see, no, Chris, no, hear me out. I know, buddy. I know. Okay. I know. When I see them, I want one. And it doesn't matter what kind of boat it is. It doesn't matter if it's a little bass boat. I'd love to have a little bass boat. It doesn't matter if it's one of these fancy ocean boats. I go, and this is a huge mistake, I go to boat shows. Like in Houston, they have a huge, I think it's an RV and boat show, but they have a huge boat show here. Just, oh, Chris, it's awesome. But it's dangerous because they're just beautiful boats everywhere. And I want one. Now, I don't want to spend that kind of money. I'm talking about like if I get mega rich or something like that. That'd be fun to be mega rich, Chris. If I get super rich, I'm going to want a boat. And right now, at least, right now, you know I have impulse control problems, but right now I can hold myself back because I walk in the boat and then I look at interest rates and I'm like, oh man, I'm not paying these rates for boats and no, it's a waste of money. Plus, I don't even live on the water or frankly that close to the water. So I don't have any place to put a boat. But what if I become ocean guy one day or lake guy? No, hear me out, Chris. What if I end up really close to a body of water? I'm going to want a boat. They call to me. Isn't that, Chris, what if that's the Lord himself speaking to me saying, Jesse, you need a boat. That might be what it is. What? I was a Marine. Yeah, I was a Marine. Get this. You want to talk about the shaft? I'll get back to headlines in a second. You want to talk about the shaft? I joined the Marine Corps, right? Marine. Now, I know what you're thinking. Probably what I was thinking. Marine Corps. Wow. You must be by the water. Get this. I joined the Marine Corps. We were not by the water in boot camp. I was stationed to 29 Palms, California. Feel free to go look that up. It's right in the middle of the Mojave Desert in California. We did 1 6-month deployment in Okinawa and stuff like that where we got in the water. And then back from that, right to Iraq in the middle of the desert. I spent 7/8 of my 4 years in the Marine Corps in the desert. In the desert, away from the water. That's unjust, baby. It's unjust. All right. Hey, you want to feel better? You ready to feel better? Go get some chalk. Go get yourself a male vitality stack from chalk, fellas. You know what will make you feel better about the communist dictator in charge of the country? Less belly fat. More energy. I'm bouncing off the walls again today. Maybe I need to take a couple days off of the chalk. Ladies, female vitality stack. Natural herbal supplements that will make you feel good. They're good for you. Not big pharma, gutter trash poison. Stuff that is good for you. Pick yourself up a bag or two of lit powder, dump it in your smoothie in the morning, watch yourself get filled up with vitamins and minerals. The wife makes it in our little superfood smoothie things with the weird vegetables in them that she makes every morning. Male vitality stack, female vitality stack. Remember, they have a sea of other things, but they're here to help. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off the whole store. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right? All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Biden plans 4.6% average pay raise for federal employees in 2023. What are the two things the Democrats do when they take power? What are the two things? You know. They reward their friends and they punish their enemies. Federal employees are well over 95% Democrat voters. That alone means we're basically finished as a country as a whole, but still. So, of course, you're going to give them a pay raise. You're going to see now, leading up to the midterms and then on to Joe Biden's attempt at reelection, you're going to see nothing but handout after handout after handout to his friends. Over 50 Biden administration employees, 12 U.S. agencies involved in social media censorship push. That's what documents show. You know what? I'm not even going to do a big respond on this. I'm going to go into this in depth tomorrow. That stupid speech tonight ruined me being able to talk about that very much. Boy, oh boy. Talking about fascism, that government corporate partnership, that's almost like the definition of fascism. That's weird. So excited. Emails show librarians are plotting drag shows for kids. Remember this. Your local library isn't that nice, quiet little safe haven with the odd-smelling old lady that you remember from when you were a child. The local library is very much a place where hungry wolves are waiting to take your child in. Bill Barr is all in with the Mar-a-Lago raid. Well, I was talking earlier about how we don't really have an alternative party, an opposition party. I mean, there it is for you right there. It's laid out. That's what they all are, bunch of scumbags. Monkey hunters accidentally shoot tranquilizer into a woman who reported a rogue ape. Okay, well, let's ask the uncomfortable question here. Was it accidental? Or did they think she looked like the ape? Don't look at me, lady. You're the one who needs to go get a wax. Reading math scores fell sharply during the pandemic. Oh, yes, we talked about that earlier in the show. When are we going to begin our crimes against humanity trials in this country? You might have rats in your New York City storage unit. No. You do have rats in your New York City storage unit. Of that, I can assure you. Poland demands $1.3 trillion in war reparations from Germany. Okay, look, I love Poland. I actually love Germany. Come on now, don't bury yourself financially and then go look into Germany. That invasion was a long time ago anyway. Project Veritas exposes woke assistant principal bragging about indoctrinating kids. Be very, very careful where you send your child for 7-8 hours a day. All right, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to have a good time. I promise we are, all right? That's all. So right.
when I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.